Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When women raise their voices to contribute to political and public life, countries are more peaceful and stable, have higher economic growth, and their government policies are more inclusive and effective. However, women can only stay engaged in public life if their environment remains safe and enabling. Regrettably, we see that around the world there is a risk of backlash as we make gains on women's rights and opportunities, said Jamil Biggio, USAID Senior Coordinator for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment.
The U.S. government continues to be committed to support our partners around the world who are invested in advancing gender equality and women's empowerment, who are invested in creating opportunities for everyone to be able to fully participate in society, to fully contribute to the economy and to growth, and to be able to reach their full potential.
Worldwide, 1 in 3 women experiences physical or sexual violence over the course of their lifetimes. So, in 2023 alone, the U.S. Department of State and USAID invested $369 million to address gender-based violence. In the last year, USAID has reached over 4.2 million individuals around the world with GBV services to help ensure that more people who have experienced violence in their lives have access to the support that they need to recover, said Senior Coordinator Biggio.
We have also worked to help strengthen the legal protections from gender-based violence so that there are more laws in countries around the world that help protect girls from child early and forced marriage, that help protect women from gender-based violence they may be experiencing in their homes or in their workplaces.
USAID also responds to conflict-related sexual violence, said Senior Coordinator Biggio.
So for example, in Sudan, USAID is supporting local organizations that are working to document and provide services for survivors who are experiencing sexual violence as part of the ongoing conflict there. USAID in Mexico is working with the government to strengthen the services that the government provides to survivors of gender-based violence, including improved access to justice so that there is stronger accountability for those who perpetrate gender-based violence around the world.
We are supporting the women leaders, said Senior Coordinator Biggio, who are at the front lines of calling for that change. The organizations that are invested in their communities, the governments that are at the front lines of creating new reforms to help ensure that everyone can benefit.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.